Hey, I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the podcast. Intrigue and sexually charged allegations surrounding Pope Benedict's departure and the choice of the next pope. Also, the ridiculous. Let's get started. It's obviously hard to pierce the walls of secrecy surrounding the inner workings of the Vatican. We want to talk about it more tonight with Christian Amanpour, host of Amanpour. She's in Rome, and senior Vatican analyst John Allen is also there. He's a senior correspondent for the National Catholic Reporter. John, you say the idea of an existence of some sort of network of gay men or gay priests or high officials inside the Vatican isn't at all improbable, but do you believe that's the reason the Pope is resigning?
No, Anderson, I don't. I think for the most part, you have to take Benedict XVI at his word that he's resigning because of his age and because of fatigue. Now, on the other hand, I think you have to ask the question, why is he so fatigued? And I think at least part of that picture is that he has spent much of the last 8 years frustrated that his efforts to be a teaching pope, to conduct a kind of global graduate seminar in the relationship between reason and faith and so on, have been hampered by a kind of endless series of crises and controversies and meltdowns, some of them coming in from the outside and some of them self-inflicted. So I think that that is indeed part of the calculus. But fundamentally, I don't think there is some deep, dark secret. I think this is one of those cases in terms that what you see is what you get.
John, what is known exactly about O'Brien? The allegations I've heard are a number of allegations apparently made by some current priests and even, I believe, one former priest of inappropriate efforts to have some sort of relationship or make some sort of pass at these people when they were priests. And this is a guy who, when the British government was considering, gay marriage, came out vehemently against it, saying, and I quote, "Their attempt to redefine reality is given a polite hearing. Their madness is indulged. Their proposal represents a grotesque aversion of a universally accepted human rights." I mean, if this guy was, in fact, making advances at other male priests, the level of hypocrisy is great.
Oh, well, you're right. It almost defies belief that someone would be leading such a double life and yet taking such a hard line in public. Now, of course, it is important to say that Cardinal O'Brien has firmly denied these charges. He's taken legal counsel, that is, he's hired a lawyer to help him respond to these charges. And so as this story plays out, it remains to be seen how much fire there is beneath the smoke. I think what's relevant for the Vatican at the moment is that this has resurrected the drumbeat of criticism that it has faced over the years, that it's sort of moral preaching to the world about sexual rectitude, in some cases at least, not matched on the ground by the behavior of some of its clergy.